Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Monday morning. And they're hard at work out here on the work they're doing, Esconic and Neck Road. I have no idea what they're doing, but they're doing something. So you can kind of hear some of that in the background, but that's all right. They're just making the roads better for us. When are they going to install a stoplight, though, coming out of this plaza? If ever a plaza needed a stoplight coming out of it, it's this one. And I know there's one right up the intersection of 240 and Route 6, but we need another one because, oh, it is bad. Anyway, 508-996-0500. So not only are we dealing with these drones in the sky, but now there's a story from Channel 12 that someone was possibly pointing lasers at planes at TF Green. So what is going on? Is this some kind of underground movement? Is this like a new Occupy Wall Street? What is the statement that they're trying to make here? This is just speculation on my part. I don't know anything about it. But I had mentioned before the news that I would have the statement that I got from the RISPCA regarding Baja's Cat Cafe and the reason why they took the cats away. And so this statement came from the, Wayne Kazarian, the president and general agent of the RISPCA. And this is what he told me in response to my request for information. He said they're still working on a proper press release, but that this is the statement that he sent to us for the story. At the request of local officials, the RISPCA responded to Baja's Cat Cafe on Main Street in Tiverton, along with Tiverton Police, Tiverton Animal Control, and officials from the Rhode Island Department of Environmental Management. Over 20 cats were found in that location, some of which exhibited symptoms of mild upper respiratory infection, but all of which appeared to have been well cared for and all of which had been recently seen by a veterinarian. The owner of the Cat Cafe voluntarily surrendered all of the cats found other than two cats that were owned by her and two that are to be returned to Forever Paws Rescue in Fall River. In total, 18 cats were surrendered to the RISPCA, and three of those were adopted immediately at the location to people who had planned to adopt them from Baja's Cat Cafe. The balance are now at RISPCA's facility in Warwick, Rhode Island, where they will be seen by an RISPCA veterinarian and placed for adoption when cleared. because some feline respiratory diseases can spread to humans. At the request of the Rhode Island State Veterinarian, a sampling of the cats will be tested by the RISPCA for zoonotic diseases. The owner of the Cat Cafe has been informed by the officials from the town of Tiverton and the Rhode Island Department of Environmental Management of the permits and approvals that will be required for her to reopen as a rescue facility that accepts surrenders and processes adoptions, and she has indicated that she intends to pursue those licenses and permits. While it is possible that regulatory and administrative fines may be imposed by other parties, Rhode Island SPCA does not anticipate that animal cruelty charges will be forthcoming. So that's the statement that they made. Obviously, you know, animal cruelty is not an issue here. It's really just operating a cat rescue without the proper permits. And I have a feeling that if she goes through this process and gets these, and this is just my feeling, I don't know anything about this, but if she goes through the proper permits, the proper process and gets the right permitting and licensing, that, you know, this will, there won't be any negative effects from this. There won't be any fines or legal issues as a result of this. That's just my gut feeling. I just wonder, you know, how many times was she warned of this? And obviously she knew what she was doing was wrong. She said as much in the videos that were posted to the Facebook page. So, but now, if she goes through and gets the proper permits, the proper licensing, then she can take in more rescue cats. And I get it. You know, people say, I love this setup. I love this idea. And if I have a cat that I want to have get adopted, I'm going to bring it there. Because it's a different environment than bringing it to a shelter. And the people that are bringing the cats there, they don't know. They don't know that she doesn't have the proper permitting. They don't know better. They just see, they say, well, gee, here's a cat cafe where the cats are going to run around and play with people and people are going to get to interact with them and fall in love with them. Or I can bring it to a shelter that I don't know if they put them down, if they're not adopted. So I think that there's, you know, a pathway here for this to be an even bigger and better operation than it's been in the past. And that can help a lot more cats, but it's just following the proper procedures. And I honestly don't know why she didn't try to get that permitting right from the start. Even though she had this relationship with Forever Paws, why not do it? Unless it's, you know, cost prohibitive or if there's too many steps to have to go through, but it seems like this was working. It was helping the cats and people were enjoying visiting there. So I'd like to see it go forward and be an even more helpful way of doing things. So I think that you've got some of the blueprint here of what to do going forward. And people who enjoyed going there, maybe you'll be able to go back there soon. I don't think I need to go to a cat cafe, because if I just sit down at home with a cup of coffee, my cat's like, oh, what's this? And I keep trying to tell him, like, you're not going to like it. Secondly, you don't need it. You certainly don't need a caffeine boost, wild man. And thirdly, it's hot. I always love how, you know, cats like things that are warm, and then when they go to it and they're like, oh, no, wait, that's actually hot. My mistake. I had a cat years ago. When I first moved out on my own, I had planned on, you know, having a cat because I couldn't have a dog. My landlord said no dogs. But cats were okay. So I already had a cat that was kind of my cat from my sister's batch of kittens from her cat that, you know, when we all lived together in my parents' house, I was living in their basement while I was in college and everything. And her cat had kittens and There was one that we liked, and we were going to take him with us. And then there was one cat left over, and that cat was Edgar. He was the best. But then he had one sibling remaining that nobody claimed, and they were going to have to bring to a shelter. And I said, you know what? I'll take her too. Let the two of them live together. And she was rambunctious. She fought with him all the time. He was just the sweetest thing, and she just would beat him up. But we had her for a couple of years, and then when my son was born, my wife walked into the room, into his nursery, to find the cat sitting on his face and said, that's it, get rid of that cat. So we rehomed her with my sister, and she lived with my sister for many, many years till she passed away. But there was a time when she was on the stove and on the gas stove when nobody realized it. I think we were cooking some soup or some chili or something. And she jumped up on the stove and nobody was paying attention. And we just heard, meow, turned around and looked. She had jumped into the flame and singed the end of her tail. She was okay. She didn't burn herself too badly, but she just scared herself. But it's one of those things where she really liked the heat and she got a little too close. My aunt's Siamese cat would sleep on top of the wood stove. I don't know how she did it. Anybody else would touch that and burn and blister. She slept on top of the wood stove as the stove was burning hot. I don't know how. It's amazing. Anyway, 508-996-0500. So Baja's Cat Cafe is going to go through this process, it seems. And we'll probably have even more cats there in the future and be able to help more cats. So a little bit of a setback right now, but hopefully a brighter future ahead. 508-996-0500. We also have the story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app about the new supermarket in New Bedford, Vicente Supermarket. And as I mentioned earlier, I haven't had a chance to go over there yet, but if not before Thursday, I'll try to stop in Thursday before I go over to bowling and just kind of see what it's all about. Jackson has the story on the website with some photos from inside. And you can see that they have fruits and vegetables all organized by the different countries and continents that they come from. So there's going to be stuff in there I'm sure I've never tried before. They focus on when they open a new store. It's a family-owned business, a Massachusetts family. But when they go into a community, they focus on having the kind of ethnic foods that that community would want. So Portuguese, Cape Verdean, Guatemalan, they have all of these foods at Vicente's. And from everybody that was shopping there and posting about it on social media, it seems like the prices are pretty competitive. Folks enjoyed their shopping experience there. It's clean and brightly lit and looks like there was a lot of staff around to help out. And I'm interested in, it looks like it says on the sign in the back of the photo, Vicente's Kitchen. So are they making, you know, hot foods there? And what do they have? Do they have some of these things that I might never have tried before? And I find that exciting. I like getting weird things that I've never tried. I like giving them a go and seeing what happens, especially if it's not that expensive. Because then, you know, you have like a little adventure while you're doing your grocery shopping. And it might motivate me to actually enjoy grocery shopping. It's one of my least favorite things to do. It's a challenge even just to go in and get, like if I'm going to plan one meal and just going to get the stuff for one meal, I'll go through the whole store and then I'll forget something and I'll have to go back through the line again. It's just, it's not something that I'm built for. I thought I should be one of those people that just orders on the app and does a pickup or even a delivery, just so that I can double check before I submit it and make sure I've got everything. But I also find, like, I really don't plan what I want to eat that way. I have to go in and see what's there. Last night, I was trying to figure out what I was going to have for dinner. I came home from my parents late. My dad offered me food, and I was like, no, I've got a Greek salad at home. I'm going to eat that when I get home. And then when I got home, I remembered that I'd finished it off on Saturday. Well, when I was on my way home, so I was like, well, I better stop at Walmart and get something because it's 9 o'clock at night and they're the only place that's open. It's got some deli turkey and some gravy and heated that up with a little cranberry sauce I had in the fridge and made myself a little turkey dinner. And that's why I can't shop in advance. Because the person that shops in advance wouldn't eat that for dinner. They'd have a real meal. 508-996-0500. Let's take a break, and we'll be back in a few moments. As I take your hand and lead you to the dance floor, as the music dies, something in your eyes calls to mind a silver screen, and all it's sad. And welcome back in. Say, getting unconfirmed reports, and I don't really like to put out unconfirmed reports, but there's some posts that I'm seeing on social media that there was a gas leak here at the top of Sconocket Neck Road or you know, in the area of Sconocket Neck Road, and that they're diverting traffic down David Drown Boulevard. I'm going to guess that this is probably accurate information because as I'm looking out the window, I'm seeing an increased amount of public safety officials. I'm seeing Luzo Fuel. I'm seeing firefighters walking around in their turnout gear. So I think, and it looks like they are not letting cars go down that area. So there might be something to those reports as people are walking around and taking a look at what's going on. So just be aware if you're heading to this area. So here's a car pulling down. Where are they sending them? All right, so it looks like they're letting them pull into Stop and Shop. But we'll keep you up to date if we get any more information on that. Also, speaking of rescue personnel, the Union Fire District in Rhode Island came to the rescue yesterday. There's a farm in South Kingstown called Lavender Waves Farm. And it is a private luxury lavender farm. And they have camels on this farm. And one of the camels, his name is Harley. Harley managed to get on his side on a small hill and was not able to get himself up. So he was on a hill and he fell over and he couldn't get himself up. So the fire department came down with their Polaris and a winch, and they were able to get Harley back up on his feet. As they said, it took about an hour, but they were able to help the camel get back up on its feet. And that's, first of all, I mean, it's not the kind of animal rescue call that you expect to get. We've got a camel here that's stuck on its side. We need you to come help pick up this camel. You don't think that there's going to be very many dromedary emergencies in Rhode Island. But they were able to help this camel out. And you can see the Kingstown Fire Department put out the Union Fire District of South Kingstown, Rhode Island on their Facebook page. They put up some photos. And Lavender Waves Farm put up some photos, and you can actually see the camel, you know, on his side and then back up on his feet again. And when they first got him up and he was back on his feet, what did he say?
Mike, guess what day it is?
No, he didn't say that. But glad that Harley is back up on his feet, and he's safe and he's fine. Everything was fine. He had fallen and he couldn't get up. So now they have outfitted Harley with a life alert, and next time he can just press the button. All right, we are going to take a break for the news. Phil's going to give you an update on all the top stories of the day. When we come back on the other side, we can talk more. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. But right now, take it away, Phil Devitt.
A call for drone detection technology in the Northeast after a rise in sightings. Romney predicts J.D. Vance will lead the Republican Party. And what to drink to add years to your life.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Senator Chuck Schumer is calling on the Department of Homeland Security to deploy drone detection technology in New York and New Jersey. Dozens of unidentified drones have been seen flying throughout the Northeast in recent weeks, and Schumer's calling for the federal government to step in. Schumer said, quote, "I'm pushing for answers amid these drone sightings," and requested Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas use what he called drone detection tech in the area. Schumer also said he was working to pass a bill in the Senate that would give local law enforcement more tools for detecting drones. FBI agents reportedly spoke with the mother of Luigi Mangione last week, just hours before the murder suspect was taken into custody. Mangione is suspected of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York. His mother, Kathleen Mangione, reportedly told federal agents pictures of the suspected gunman bore a resemblance to her son, who had been reported missing a month earlier. Luigi Mangione is in custody in Pennsylvania, awaiting extradition to New York. Senator Mitt Romney says J.D. Vance will be the likely GOP presidential nominee in 2028. Romney made the prediction on CNN's State of the Union when asked about the future of the Republican Party after President-elect Trump's second term. The Utah senator and former party standard bearer noted the vice president-elect is smart, well-spoken, and believes in the MAGA movement. Romney, who's retiring from Congress, also said both parties will have to reevaluate their messaging to voters following the last election. Senator Lindsey Graham says he doesn't want anonymous claims to derail the nomination of President-elect Trump's Secretary of Defense pick. In an interview with NBC's Meet the Press, the South Carolina Republican said he talked to Pete Hegseth about the allegations against him and believes his side of the story. Hegseth has faced close scrutiny from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle over allegations he has a drinking problem and a history of abusing women. Graham cast doubt on some of the claims and said that unless more accusers come forward, he thinks Hegseth will get approved. Actor Jamie Foxx is recovering after being injured while celebrating his birthday in a Beverly Hills restaurant. The incident happened Friday night at Mr. Chow. Police responded to a call of an assault, but later clarified that it was a physical altercation. According to TMZ, Foxx was hit in the mouth by a glass thrown by someone at another table, requiring stitches. No arrests were reported. And that morning cup of coffee might be more than just a quick pick-me-up. A new study done by researchers in Portugal says that the drink may add years to your life. The research was funded by the Institute for Scientific Information on Coffee, a nonprofit started by companies from the coffee industry. The study found that regular coffee drinkers may add an average of almost 2 healthful years to a person's lifespan.
WBSM Sports.
Boston Celtics beat the Washington Wizards 112-98, home to play the Chicago Bulls on Thursday. Patriots have another loss to shake off, this one to the Arizona Cardinals, ahead of their next game this coming Sunday with the Buffalo Bills. And Bruins away to play the Calgary Flames on Tuesday.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Increasing clouds today, a few showers possible later in the day, a high of 45 degrees. For Tuesday, rain likely and a high of 55. Partly cloudy on Wednesday and near 50. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
don't know if they had camels at Junior's Farm, but maybe. Actually, that song used to be the theme song, or the intro theme song to TV Trivia, the show that I hosted on Bay 8 Cable back in high school. Myself and Mike Short and Alyssa Siegel, now Alyssa Short, they got married. But we used to host TV Trivia, a call-in show for kids, a game show for kids that was a good time, a lot of fun. And that counted as my community service for the Honor Society. So I found a way to do something that was helping my career in the future, but also providing community service. But also, Junior's Farm, they probably have M&M Hay and Feed on speed dial, because M&M Hay and Feed is South Dartmouth's heritage grain and hardware store. It was formerly Marvin Grain, but now it continues that mom and pop experience. And when you walk into M&M Hay and Feed, they really do have a little of everything in there. When you walk in, as soon as you walk through the door, if you look on the left-hand side, they've got a whole shelf of some of your favorite Portuguese foods. Relishes, olives, things like that. All these great jarred items. They have chestnuts. If you want to get some chestnuts and roast those up, they have the chestnuts. The Portuguese ones. The ones you're looking for. They also have, I noticed over up in front of the register, they had cans of sardines. I mean, this, if there was ever a store that was built for my grandfather, it was this store. Because he could get his sardines and what he needed for hardware. And he could get some bird seed. Love to feed the birds. And you can get feed in the 50-pound bags if you want. But you can also get it by the pound, because some of you can't lug around a 50-pound bag, but you still want to be able to feed the birds. You can get it by the pound. Feed for everything from the wild birds that are flying around to turkeys and chickens. And you can even get turkeys and chickens from M&M Hay and Feed if you want to have some. I know a lot of folks are building their own chicken coops and keeping chickens in their yard so they can have farm fresh eggs themselves. Well, you can get the laying hens from M&M Hay and Feed. Plus hay, straw, screen repair, so much more. Just stop in and walk around, and it's a real throwback for sure. It's going to be one of those old school mom and pop shopping experiences. Talk with Michelle, Mark, Michael, and Gary. They can help you figure out what it is that you're trying to do or what it is that you need for what you need to do. And they can talk you through the process. You don't get that at the big box stores anymore. And you know what else you don't get at the big box stores anymore? They're going to remember your name when you walk in. They also deliver as well. So if your farm or garden needs something and you want to have them deliver it, they will deliver it. As they like to say over there, if they don't have it, you probably don't need it. So stop in and visit M&M Hay and Feed, 31 Cove Road in Dartmouth, the former Marvin Grain. They are an authorized dealer of Poulin Grain. And again, just take a walk around the store and tell me you don't feel like it's the kind of shopping experience you remember from when you were a kid, of walking in and finding that little bit of everything. All right, my number here, 508-996-0500. We also have the app chat open. Open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We were talking earlier about the drones and the fact that two people were arrested for flying drones off the Boston Harbor Islands too close to Logan Airport. Two of the three people involved have been arrested, and they'll go to court today. But one of them is still at large. They're trying to find the third person. If you remember last week, we talked about the AMC Theater. And we talked about the fact that, not the Dartmouth AMC Theater, but we talked about the fact that rats were found in this movie theater. That a woman was sitting there watching Wicked, and a rat ran across her feet, which she said was the size of a cat. And that was in Methuen, Massachusetts. Well, there's also a rodent problem in Methuen schools. We'll get into that in just a moment, but let's go to a phone call. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How are you?
Pretty good. You know, when I set out to get a cat for myself, I talked to a vet who lived in the neighborhood, and he suggested to me, well, if you want something that's not going to create havoc in your house, you're much better off getting a spayed female cat.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens with them is, once they're spayed, they turn their maternal instincts over to their owner. Because, you know, I mean, that's what they have. I mean, the females have maternal instincts. And they no longer can have kittens, so... I got a female spayed cat, and it was the best pet I ever owned. I mean, it was... I wouldn't say it was docile, but it certainly was not aggressive in any way or created all kinds of problems for me. It was just a wonderful pet.
Well, I mean, it sounds like she never jumped on your back and attached herself on you like a backpack, like mine did.
No, never did anything like that. The only thing she used to do once in a while was jump on the kitchen counter, and she'd poke her nose around there. But, you know, if I took her down or I was busy in there, she wouldn't go back up there for days. I mean, it was like every once in a while she'd do that. That's about it. I mean, they make better pets. Spayed females. Same thing with dogs. I think a spayed female dog is a lot less aggressive. What happens with the males is, well, it's just they, you know, they have the testosterone problem, you know, and it tends to make them more aggressive, and they want to hunt and they want to do other things. I mean, you can't blame the cat for that. It's instinct, you know. It's just natural instinct. I don't blame animals for doing certain things. But, you know, it's just a better pet. If a spayed female cat or a spayed female dog, it's a less aggressive pet. Let's put it that way.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you for the call.
Okay.
You have a good day. And, my cat is definitely a wild man. When he gets wild, but he's not like that all the time. And we're having more time of him being, you know, quiet and sitting in my lap and just kind of nuzzling up. But even when he does that, like, he starts to turn too aggressive. Like, he'll just learn. He's still a kitten. He'll learn. But jumping on my back and digging his claws into me like he did the other day, yesterday, that's not acceptable. So he's going to be getting those claws trimmed this week, and maybe that'll teach him. By the way, by a professional, trim the way they're supposed to be trimmed. But that will take a little wind out of his sails, because he'll say, well, these aren't what they used to be, so I guess I better play nice. That's what I'm hoping. I'm probably fooling myself into thinking that's what will actually go on. We got to take a break here. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. Welcome back in. So I had mentioned, last week we had the story of the AMC theater in Methuen with the rat problem, where they had to close down the theater for a deep cleaning and fumigation to get rid of these rats because a rat ran across a woman's feet while she was watching the movie Wicked. And it kind of, she had her popcorn on the ground and this thing ran across her feet and ran through her popcorn bucket. And she said it was the size of a small cat. Well, now New food safety protocols being put in place as Methuen schools work today to deal with a rodent problem in several buildings. So it's the Methuen High School, the Marsh Grammar School, the Tenney Grammar School, and the Timoney Grammar School. Four schools in Methuen are all implementing several measures to resolve a mice issue. All right, so they've got mice, not rats. But still, seems a little coincidental. I don't know how far that movie theater is from the schools, but maybe the problem is they got some of the high school kids from Methuen High School working at the movie theater, and they're just like, let's just, you know, make a giant mess everywhere we go. But they're sealing potential entry points and working with pest control and enhancing cleanings. And there'll be new protocol in the new year for where students and staff can eat, in order to kind of cut down. And they're also going to remove things like coffee makers and microwaves from classrooms. I don't know about you. I went through, 13 years of public schools? We didn't have any, there were no microwaves in my classroom.
Teachers drank coffee in the teacher's lounge.
Right, they made coffee in the teacher's lounge. What were the teachers bringing in a Keurig and saying, like, this is just easier for me? I mean, I guess I wouldn't be that upset about that, because that's a Keurig. It's a little closed thing. It's not going to draw the mice around, but still. Coffee makers and microwaves in the... Excuse me, Miss Jones, can I go microwave my burrito for lunch? Yeah, just use the microwave in the front of the classroom. And then, you know, one kid's going to bring in fish and then ruin it for everybody. Anyway. Got to take one final break here before the end of the morning. We will be right back. All right, that's going to do it for me for today. We are out of time. Stay tuned for Chris McCarthy in South Coast Now. Chris has been, he's been spending all weekend piloting drones, and he's going to tell you about everything that he learned over the course of the weekend. He knows all of your...
If you're a facilities manager at a university, you know students rely on the cafeteria for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the occasional late-night snack. So when a dishwasher breaks down and dirty plates pile up, the mess hall can turn messy in the blink of an eye. Enter Grainger. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast delivery, the product you need now is never far away. So you can turn that dishwasher back into a lean, clean washing machine. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.